From Tidbits on December 5th, 2011, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbits staff. We have three additional bits for you to read this week, including a critical examination of browsing versus searching in iOS lists, a look back at QuickTime on its 20th anniversary, and a reality check on just how massive tech company data centers affect employment where they're located. Bruce Tognazzini discusses browse versus search in iOS. The venerable interface designer Bruce Tognazzini devotes his latest Ask Tog column to the question of whether it's better to browse or search lists in iOS, such as in the Contacts app. It's a fascinating read, not so much for his proposed redesign, but for the background of why aspects of iOS can be so frustrating for some people. QuickTime turns 20. Hard to believe, looking at the modern web, that playing video clips on a computer was once reserved for the jetpack-wearing future. But then, on December 2nd, 1991, Apple released QuickTime 1.0. 20 years on, QuickTime can barely remember when it was a much smaller window. Few jobs for North Carolinians in the cloud. According to this Washington Post article, Apple's massive new data center in North Carolina created only 50 jobs associated with running the facility, and Google and Facebook data centers in the state have also failed to dent the unemployment rate due to a lack of technical skills among local residents. Construction-related jobs are created, but they're temporary. That's not to say the data centers won't help the local economy some, but not as much as it might seem, especially in light of the massive tax breaks used as lures. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and Mad Cats. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.